The markets are responding to the deal on extending the tax cuts.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in New York, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson with The Morning Open, a look at business and the economy as Wall Street starts the day. In a moment, what's more likely to grow the economy, the stuff that made it into the tax cut compromise or the stuff that didn't make it? But first, where's Wall Street? Markets are up right now. The Dow is up 20 points at 11,379. The Nasdaq up about 0.4%, and the S&P 500 up about 0.3%. Mortgage rates are also on the rise. The average rate for a 30-year fixed is now 4.6%. That's the highest since July. Now let's get to the tax cut deal worked out between President Obama and Republican leaders in Congress. Investors are already selling off government bonds because of worries about what all this tax cutting will do to the federal deficit. Let's bring in Richard DeCaeser, economist at the Parthenon Group. He's with us live now from Boston, as he is every Wednesday. Good morning.
Good morning.
So, Richard, the people who like this tax cutting plan say all these cuts are going to spur growth. Are you in that camp?
Oh, absolutely. This is kind of a big deal. You know, we're not using the phrase stimulus anymore because it's not working in focus groups, but that's what it is. And it's big. You know, the Social Security tax cut alone is going to give about $1,000 to your typical family, cumulatively over $120 billion. That's about 0.8 of a percentage point of GDP. So even if people spend some of that, or rather save some of it, we're adding at least a half a percentage point to GDP growth next year, and the rest of the package adds almost an equivalent amount.
And we're obviously also adding a lot to the deficit, but a lot of people say the best way to reduce the deficit in the long term is to spur growth right now. Can this plan both spur growth and reduce the federal deficit?
No, I don't think so. You know, I wish we could have our cake and eat it too, but the reality is that it's very rare when you find a tax cut that can actually promote so much growth as to pay for the tax cut in the first instance. We're going to have to get to deficit cutting, but like most people, we think tomorrow is the best time to do that, and tomorrow eventually will arrive.
All right, Richard DeCaeser, economist at the Parthenon Group, thank you so much for your time.
It's been my pleasure. Thank you.
Now let's turn to something that didn't make it into the tax cut compromise, the Build America Bond Program, which is set to expire at the end of the year. Democrats had hoped it would be included in the deal reached this week. Let's bring in Toby Rittner. He's with the Council of Development Finance Agencies, and he joins us now from Columbus, Ohio. Good morning.
Good morning.
So tell us what the Build America Bonds Program is all about and what's it done so far.
The Build America Bond Program was passed in the stimulus in 2009, and the idea behind it is to give cities and states and local governments the opportunity to continue to invest in bridges and roads and sewers over the period of the recession we had over the past 2 years.
So Congress steps in and helps. How do they do that? Well, how does the federal financing work?
When a community decides to issue Build America bonds for their projects, they're sold on Wall Street to investors, but the federal government provides a subsidy back to the community to buy down the interest rate on that bond. So effectively, they're getting low-cost financing for the community. There's been upwards of 2,000 projects nationwide, resulting in roughly $150 billion of investment, hundreds of thousands of jobs. And you can just drive through any state or any community and you will see the projects. These are the orange cone projects that you're seeing all over the country right now.
I can hear the skeptics right now saying if we extend it for another year, then a year from now, people are going to want to extend it further. How long can the federal government step in and support the municipal bond market in this way?
We don't support a long-term extension. Keep in mind, when they created these programs in 2009, it took the U.S. government a solid 10 months to really understand how any of these programs worked. And so we really are only looking at about a 12-month period where we were able to really put these resources to use. Right now, we estimate there's probably somewhere of 250 to 350 projects around the country that are contemplating the use of Build America bonds. With 25 days left in the current year, it's unlikely that even a fraction of those would be able to close in time and become real projects.
Well, we'll see what Congress decides to do about that. Toby Rittner, who runs the Council of Development Finance Agencies, thanks so much for joining us.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by the all-new Chevrolet Volt, available soon in select markets. Details at ChevyVolt.com. The all-new Chevrolet Volt. It's more car than electric. by Microsoft, providing comprehensive business solutions for the cloud. You can learn more at Microsoft.com/cloud. And by LendingTree, providing up to 4 loan offers from a network of lenders. Learn more at LendingTree.com or 800-555-TREE.
To London now, where pub owners say they're being hit from two directions. The global economic slowdown means people are buying fewer drinks, and the troubled housing market has reduced property values. As the BBC's John Bithrie reports, for many pubs, that double whammy is leaving the pint glass half empty.
It's the most British of British institutions. But the recession, rising taxes on alcohol, and a smoking ban have all hit Britain's pubs hard. Simon Hall from pub property consultants Florets says Brits are also buying more alcohol in stores and avoiding the pub.
Supermarkets have been using alcohol as a loss leader and selling it at less than it cost them to buy. So the availability of ridiculously cheap alcohol has given the people that are cautious about spending anyway the massive opportunity to buy even more alcohol and drink it at home and therefore not go to the pub.
According to the industry, 38 pubs are shutting every week in the UK. Some actually end up as stores or fast food outlets. So many landlords will be hoping the all-important Christmas party season can add a bit of froth to flat profits. In London, I'm the BBC's John Bithrie for Marketplace.
And finally, how do you get people to drive below the speed limit? Well, how do you get people to do anything? You bribe them. An American named Kevin Richardson won a contest in Sweden with this idea. Using traffic cameras, you take pictures of all the cars that pass by, and the drivers who are going below the speed limit get entered into a lottery. Then the fines paid by the speeders end up rewarding some of the people who are obeying the law. Sounds pretty good. I do see one loophole, though. If you want to game the system, couldn't you just drive around the block thousands of times a day at 20 miles per hour? Increase your odds. In New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
Corporate downsizing left a lot of men feeling powerless and forced them to ask tough questions about their roles as men, husbands, and fathers.
Blue-collar workers were angry, upset about what had happened to them, but they weren't crushed in the same way that the white-collar workers were.
I'm Tess Vigeland, an interview with the director of the new film, The Company Men, next time on Marketplace from American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.